This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN envoy for Sudan Friday welcomed a deal between the country's warring generals promising safe passage to civilians fleeing the conflict and protection for humanitarian operations in the East African nation. The envoy, Volker Perthes, said that the agreement was important steps toward a ceasefire to the fighting, which is about to enter its fourth week. Sudanese military and the country's paramilitary, the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, signed a pact late Thursday vowing to alleviate humanitarian suffering across the country, although a truce remains elusive. The United States military is bolstering its defense posture in the Persian Gulf. VOA's Steve Herman explains.
This is in response to Iran's increased interference with the navigational rights of internationally flagged merchant vessels carrying oil. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it is a core strategic principle of the United States not to allow foreign powers to jeopardize the freedom of navigation through critical waterways.
We are committed to responding to Iranian aggression together with our global allies and partners in the Middle East region to ensure the freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz and other vital waterways.
And more details about these reinforcements will be revealed in the coming days. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
According to U.S. officials, the border between the U.S. and Mexico was relatively calm Friday, offering few signs of the chaos that had been feared following a rush by worried migrants to enter the U.S. before the end of pandemic-related immigration restrictions. Less than 24 hours after the rules known as Title 42 were lifted, migrants and government officials were still assessing the effect of the change in the new regulations adopted by President Joe Biden's administration to stabilize the region. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says that the country's forces have made significant gains in its war against Russia. Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova.
Confirmation of Ukrainian forces advancing at least 2 kilometers in the area of Bakhmut. President Zelensky did not specify the success areas. He just said that it's eastern direction and that the work is very active and the work is ongoing.
Zelensky is said to be visiting Italy over the weekend, where he may sit down with the Pope and press the country for its support as Russia continues its invasion. There's a new CEO for Twitter, and she's well-known in the advertising industry. Details from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Elon Musk has confirmed it. The new CEO of Twitter, replacing him, is Linda Yaccarino, a longtime advertising executive who stepped down from NBC Universal to join the social media platform. Yaccarino was in charge of NBC Universal's market strategy and ad revenue. Before that, she held executive positions at Turner Broadcasting System. Musk says she will focus on business operations while he focuses on product design. Twitter needs to bring advertisers back. Many fled in the chaos that followed his takeover and new policies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A former Philippine opposition senator and justice secretary was acquitted of drug charges Friday after key witnesses recanted and said that they lied about her involvement in narcotics trafficking. 63-year-old Leila De Lima remained jailed after she has been an outstanding charge against her. De Lima had been detained since 2017 on drug charges she says were fabricated by former President Rodrigo Duterte and his officials in an attempt to muzzle her criticism of his deadly crackdown on illegal drugs. His campaign left thousands of mostly petty suspects dead and sparked an international criminal court investigation as a possible crime against humanity. Voters disaffected by 9 years of plotting rule by a coup-making army general are expected to deliver a strong mandate for change in Thailand's general election Sunday. But a predicted victory by the allies, whose ouster by a coup 17 years ago plunged the country into prolonged instability, has caused concern for an unhindered democratic transition. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.